Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Chapter 28, Puranjana becomes a woman in the next life, Text 2. Ta ekada tu rabhasa, Puranjana purim nripa. Puranjana purim nripa rurudhur bhauma bhogadhyam rurudhur bhauma bhogadhyam jaratpa nagapalitam jaratpa nagapa nagapalitam Taekadaturabhasam Puranjana Purim Nripa Rurudhur Bhauma Bhogadhyam Jaratpa Nagapalitam Krishna. They, Ekada, once upon a time, to then, Rabasa, with great force, Puranjana Purim, the city of Puranjana, Nripa, O King, Rurudhu, encircled Bhauma Bhoga Adhyam, full of sense enjoyments, Jarat, old Pannaga, by the serpent, Palitam, protected. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Once, the dangerous soldiers attacked the city of Puranjana with great force, although the city was full of paraphernalia for sense gratification. It was being protected by the old serpent. As one body engages in sense gratification, it becomes weaker and weaker daily. Finally, the vital force becomes so weak that it is herein compared to a weak serpent. The life air has already been compared to the serpent. When the vital force within the body becomes weak, the body itself also becomes weak. At such a time, the death symptoms that is, the dangerous soldiers of Death Superintendent Yamaraj, begins to attack very severely. According to Vedic system, before coming to such a stage, one should leave home and take sannyasa to preach the message of God for the duration of life. However, if one sits at home and is served by his beloved wife and children, he certainly becomes weaker and weaker due to sense gratification. When death finally comes, one leaves the body devoid of spiritual assets. At the present time, even the oldest man in the family does not leave home, being attracted by wife, children, money, opulence, dwelling, etc. Thus, at the end of life, one worries about how his wife will be protected and how she will be managed by the great family how she will manage the great family responsibilities. In this way, a man usually thinks of his wife before death. According to Bhagavad Gita 8:6, Yam Yam Vapi Smaran Bhavan, Yajati Ante Kalevaram, Tam Tame Vaiti Kaunteya, Sadatad Bhava Bhavita. Whatever state of being one remembers when he quits his body, that state he will attain without fail. At the end of life, a person thinks of what he has done throughout his whole life, thus he gets another body, Dehantara, according to his thoughts and desires at the end of life. The overly addicted to life at home naturally thinks of his beloved wife at the end of life. Consequently, in the next life he gets the body of a woman, and he also acquires the result of his pious or impious activities. In this chapter, the acceptance of woman's body by King Puranjana will be thoroughly explained. Om Agyana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam rupa kadam ahyam dadati svapadantikam He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Nama Maha Vadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tvishe Namaha Vancha Kalpata Rupyascha Kripa Sinhu Vyayevacha Pajitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, before speaking, I'd like to ask all of you, especially senior, respectable devotees, to give their blessings that I can say something which may be satisfying to your hearts. Narada Muni continues his allegorical story about the life of King Puranjana, and now he comes to the critical point of King Puranjana changing his body. So now the soldiers of Yamaraj are taking the city of the body and plundering all the wells of the body accumulated throughout the whole lifetime. And doesn't matter how many facilities for sense gratification were there, how elaborate they were, how much elaborate arrangements were made to protect this body, make it healthy, make it satisfied, it's ultimately all been taken away. And this is the principle which Narada Muni wants to impress upon King Prachinabharishad, who is actually a very pious person, and because of certain association or customs, he used to perform opulent sacrifices, but he has enough piety and adhikar to understand the message which Narada Muni is given to him. So for this reason, the story is there. And this story is to be meditated not only at the end of one's life, but as soon as possible. Because Prabhupada would define the old age as just the time before you die. And he said, how you can be sure when you die? Nobody's sure. The last moment can come anytime. Of course, we don't want to be negativist and put everything in dark colors. Maybe for devotees, not dark, but just a reality with which we have to deal. We wish to all of us a very long life, Krishna consciousness. But the fact is that the time is very short. We never know what we can accomplish in our life and how much endeavor will be wasted. There's so much endeavor a living entity can apply towards, just maintaining one's ashram. Especially most of people in this world live in an ashram which is very entangling, grihastha ashram. So many sins to be taken care of, and all these sins can be very much destructive for one on the path of Krishna consciousness. And even in any other ashram, the mind is still there. So this material world gives us plenty of opportunities to forget about Krishna. And it's very big wonder if we can keep our mind on Krishna. We can see and examine this wonder when we chant the holy name. At the time of our personal sadhana, when we actually don't have to think about anything else, don't have to do anything else, just we and Krishna are there. How much of this time we actually think of Krishna is really an indicator of health, of our spiritual health. So before we even thinking of being Krishna conscious 24 hours a day, I think it's the endeavor should be there to at least think about Krishna when we chant his holy name. That's a very good start. At least think about Krishna when we come before Krishna and look at Radha Madhava, look at Panchatattva, look at Nrisimhadev, being at the morning programs, chant the prayers. This is the time when our spiritual life is tested in the first place. So if we fail to be Krishna conscious at this time, it is very difficult to speak about any other time. And Krishna, Srila Prabhupada quotes the verse from Srimad Bhagavata, from Bhagavad Gita, which clearly indicates that it's not actually, it is matter what we are thinking about. It really matters what we are thinking about at the end of our life. This is a destination which we are getting. Of course, the devotees of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, we have a tremendous mercy which was not there when Krishna would speak Bhagavad Gita. So mercy factor is, I think without mercy, there's no hope for me at all. But despite this mercy, we should show our sincerity, the sincere endeavor to really want Krishna, to really try to our best to fix our own mind on Krishna should be there. This brings the mind to the level at least of Nama Abhasa or offenseless chanting. Lord Chaitanya was meeting Srila Haridas Thakur daily when he would go visit temple of Lord Jagannath for Upala Bhog ceremony, and coming back he would daily come and visit Srila Haridas Thakur. He promised him that he would do so, because Haridas Thakur was very unhappy and he considers himself most condemned, because he was born in Muslim family and he was not allowed to come and see Lord Jagannath. And he never tried to cover himself, put some Hindi garments, you know, and sneak into the temple, because he had such a genuine humility, such a deep humility, that he seriously considered himself to be unqualified and his sight even to be contaminated for those who come to see Lord Jagannath. So Lord Chaitanya, appreciating Srila Haridas Thakur so much, would always make a special arrangement to see this devotee, you know, to see his devotee. And once coming to his place, Lord Chaitanya was inquiring from Haridas Thakur, in this age of Kali, the Vedic culture is very much deteriorated, and there are so many mlechas and yavanas, how they will be delivered? I'm very much in anxiety because I don't see any way of deliverance for them. Srila Haridas Thakur said, "My dear Lord, you don't have to be in anxiety. You yourself brought the method and the way for those yavanas to be delivered." He said that yavanas are very much accustomed to chant haram, which means abominable. And he said that haram means abominable in Arabian language, but it also means all Lord Ram. And the holy name have such a potency that if you chant it without intention, it liberates one from all the reactions of sinful life and give one's liberation, actually. So he was telling about the glory of the holy name, quoting different verses from Puranas. One verse says that the syllables of the holy name are so potent that even when uttered improperly, or even if uttered separated from one another, they still considered Namabas and still bring the result of liberation. So he said, "My dear Lord Chaitanya, you please do not worry. You yourself know, but you makes me speak this truth, that actually only by the mercy of the holy name in this age of Kali all the people will be delivered." And Lord Chaitanya asked, "So what will happen? All of them will be delivered. Who will stay here in the material world?" And Haridas Thakur said, "Don't worry, all people will be delivered, but then you, by your potency, will bring unmanifested, unconscious living entities who are still not manifested in this world again to fill this universe. He said, Lord Ramachandra, when he was going, he took all the living entities with him to the spiritual abode, and then again he filled the Ayodhya with new living entities. Lord Krishna liberated the whole universe when he left this material world. And then again, new living entities came to fill the material world. So he said there's no lack of conditioned living entities. But all the living entities can be delivered by chanting of the holy name. And Srila Haridas Thakur here personified this principle. He would chant throughout whole day and night. All his life was dedicated to the holy name. And there would be several stories. Lord Chaitanya was very much astonished to hear all this truth from Srila Haridas Thakur. He was thinking, how Srila Haridas Thakur can understand my mind, can understand my purpose. And when he would go to the assembly of devotees, he would glorify Srila Haridas Thakur as if he would have millions of mouths. He was very happy with the service and behavior of Srila Haridas Thakur. And he appointed him Namacharya. So before Lord Chaitanya descended to this world, Srila Haridas Thakur lived in the forest of Bamalpur. And there he had a cottage and he would chant 300,000 names daily. And we can see the potency of his preachings. He would just chant and all the people around would worship him and would be influenced by his spiritual potency, would come to visit him. And one zamindar of this area, Ramachandra Khan, he was very envious of the Vaishnavas and particularly of Haridas Thakur. And he wanted to find some fault in Haridas Thakur, but he could not find any fault. The character of Haridas Thakur was spotless. So he assembled prostitutes and he said, there's one mendicate, Haridas Thakur. Please, I want you to make him fall from his austere vows. There was one young prostitute who said, I will make Haridas Thakur fall from his vow within 3 days. So she took up the job. Ramachandra Khan told me, I will send a constable with you. So when Haridas Thakur will fall, he will take you and Haridas Thakur to the police. She said, no, please let me have union with him once. And next night I will take constable and you can have Haridas Thakur. So in the dawn she came to the cottage of Srila Haridas Thakur. And she exposed a part of her body and she would come offer the obeisances to Tulasi plant and come to the porch of the cottage of Haridas Thakur. And she would speak to him in a very sweet words. She said, you are so young and beautiful, and you are a great saint and preacher. I'm very much attracted towards you. Let us have union. I'm very much desiring to have your association. And the example which Srila Haridas Thakur gives, it's most probably the topmost example of preacher. He was not agitated, he was not repulsant, he would just have a deep, deep compassion to this living entity. Although the living entity came with the most ulterior motivation, he would not consider this. He would just say, no problem. We could have union. The only thing is that I have vowed to chant the holy name. And let me finish my vow, then, you know, I'm yours. And prostitute would sit, and Srila Haridas Thakur would chant throughout the whole night. Then the dawn would come, the prostitute left with nothing. She went to Ramachandra Kant and reported him what had happened. And returned the next night. Haridas Thakur excused himself. I'm so sorry. I couldn't finish my vow. I'm really sorry you had to wait. But please, today I feel it will be finished. So just stay here. Here's a holy name. And after I'm finished, you will get all your desires fulfilled. This night, prostitute would sit, and she would also chant Hari Hari, along with Haridas Thakur. Still the night would come to end, and she would return with nothing. The last night, she came back. And again, Haridas Thakur said, I'm so sorry, I have 10 million names to chant. I thought they will be finished, but I feel this night it's really gonna happen. He chanted and she chanted along with him. And as the dawn arrived, she fell at the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Her heart was completely changed. So, and she said, oh my dear saint, Haridas Thakur, I am a great offender. I was sent here by Ramachandra Kant in order to disgrace you. Because of my profession of the prostitute, I committed unlimited sinful acts in my life. Please instruct me how I can be delivered. Haridas Thakur said that I knew all about the conspiracy of Ramachandra Kant, and actually I would leave the same night knowing his motivation. But seeing you, I just wanted to give you the mercy. Just wanted you to get the mercy of Krishna. So now, you just give up all your possessions to the brahmanas. You come to this place where I stay, and stay here forever, chant the holy name. So he initiated this lady, and he left. And prostitute returned to the village. He distributed all her possessions to the Brahmins. She shaved her head. She took a simple garment. She came to the cottage of Haridas Thakur. And she took up the vow of Srila Haridas Thakur of chanting 300,000 names. She would eat irregularly, just depending on the donations she would receive. And by this way, she was able to conquer her senses. And once her senses were conquered, love of Krishna manifested in her heart. She became a very celebrated Vaishnava. And all the Vaishnavas would come to visit her and get her association. So this is the process of initiation by great saint. Sadhu Sangha, in the matter of chanting of the holy name and in the matter of our spiritual progress, has a topmost priority. We see how amazingly changed was this prostitute. In only 3 days, she became a saint who was able to take up the chanting of the holy name throughout day and night. So our prayer, our aspiration should be to find such association, to look for devotees who inspire us in Krishna consciousness, in chanting the holy name, and seek their association as much as we can, render service to them, because Chaitanya Charitamrita says that without association of the devotees and without the chanting of the holy name, these two things, without these two things, attainment of prema bhakti is not possible. So we need to have these two things as the topmost priority in our life. And all other activities in our life should be very much molded to facilitate these two. Sadhu Sangha for the purpose of inspiration and getting the mercy, Sadhu Kripa. We need the mercy of Vaishnavas. Through this mercy, we can get the mercy of Krishna. Of course, in association of advanced Vaishnavas, we should have utmost care. We should be very careful, because the offense at the lotus feet of exalted Vaishnavas has as powerful effect, but the opposite powerful effect. So these mlechhas who chant haram, they maybe don't get the love of Krishna, they get liberation. But also, they don't have ability, opportunity to commit the offense, because they don't have any Vaishnava association. Aspiration of the devotees of the Lord is much higher than liberation. In fact, liberation is very insignificant for the devotee. Devotee wants najanam, nadanam, nasundarim, kavitam, va, jagadisha, kamaye, mamad, janmani, janmanishvare, bhavatat, bhakti, rahaitokitvai. Lord Chaitanya says, I just want pure devotional service. I don't want wealth, I don't want women, I don't want followers, and I don't want liberation. I don't want anything. I just aspire for pure devotional service. So this is an aspiration of a devotee. This pure devotional service can be only attained in association of devotee, in chanting, or with the chanting of the holy name. So, looking for the association of devotees, we should be very careful not to commit offense at their lotus feet. And Srila Haridas Thakur again give us instruction, or you know, his pastimes give us instruction of the gravity of the offense committed at his lotus feet. The same Ramachandra Khan who was plotting against Haridas Thakur, he was condemned afterwards. Lord Nityananda, while touring in Bengal, came to the house of Ramachandra Khan, and he sat at his courtyard at Durga Mandap, and a lot of followers came. Then Ramachandra Khan, sitting at his house, was very much afraid to come out, and he sent his servant. The servant came to Lord Nityananda and said, my dear sir, we will arrange some accommodation for you in a house of some common person. You go to the house of a milkman. He has a very spacious barn, and there you can be with all your associates, because we cannot accommodate you. And, you know, offending Haridas Thakur resulted in offense of Lord Nityananda. And Lord Nityananda laughed very loudly, and he said, yeah, indeed, this place is unfit for me. This place is only fit for cow-eating lechhas. And he left this place, and he left the village. And Ramachandra Khan, he was a tax collector, and he was not very clean in his dealings. And after some time, the Muslim minister came, and he arrested all Ramachandra Khan's family, and he plundered his house, and he cooked the meat of the cow in the same Durga Mandap for 3 days. He plundered the whole village. And Chaitanya Charitamrita says, wherever pure devotee is offended, for the fault of one person, the whole town or village will suffer. So the offense at the lotus feet of such a pure devotee is very grave. But the mercy of such a pure devotee is most essential. So we kind of are the razor blade. We have to get association. We need the association. But if we become offenders, there's no good fortune to us. So spiritual life, Prabhupada often says, like a razor blade. We have to develop the qualities of Trinadapi Sunichina, Tarorapi Sahishnana, Amanina, Manadina, Kirtaniya, Sadahari. These qualities are most essential. And again, these qualities can be gotten from those who have these qualities. It's not a cheap sin to become humble. It's not a cheap sin to become respectful. It's not a cheap sin to be unproud and not want anything for ourselves, always give respect to others. It is only in association of such devotees we have a hope of these qualities being manifested in our heart. And we should take the chanting of the holy name and chant it as offenseless as we can. At least our 16 rounds, at least at this time, remembering that Krishna and his holy name are not different, that there is nothing more important, way beyond nothing more important than being with Krishna and tasting the nectar of his holy name. And even if we are far away from tasting the nectar, we should be very unhappy that this nectar is not there. And through this feeling of remorse and feeling of being unqualified, then the mercy will flow. We put endeavor, we understand in our big misfortune, our lack of qualification. That's the only thing which is expected from us. What can we do? If we are not qualified, we are not qualified. But understanding this and being repentant for this and begging for the mercy while chanting the holy name, this is the only way how we can become qualified and fortunate. So, in this age of Kali, there is no other way in which we can get deliverance other than chanting the holy name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevala, Kalao Nastyeva, 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 Gatira Anyata. Thank you very much. Let's see if there are some comments, questions.
Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Kija, Srila Prabhupada Kija, Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Kija, Nitai Gaura Prema Nandita.